Oh, man. I'm still munching on the burger.
And you might be for the rest of the day. Somebody's calling you. Tell them it's good. Hello? This is Jamie Dean. How are you?
That's my wife.
You forgot your husband was doing the show? We're actually on right now. You forgot. How could you forget? I'm doing fine, thank you. It's a good thing you called. Kevin's got his mouth full of tuna burger. He can't talk now anyway. I've got some great recipes for you. Well, he's going to call you back. We're in the middle of something. We got two more segments. We're fixing to make a baked apple turnover. It's going to be awesome. Don't be jealous, honey. Make him do it for you. It's simple. Kevin loves you. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Bye. Kevin, that's your wife. Call her.
Oh, yeah. I'll do that. Listen, thanks for taking care of my light work for me.
This is fantastic. Oh. Did you try this?
I want to, but you can't get you out of it. Man, wow. What's up with that? You make it, you love it, and then you don't share it. Come
on,
brother.
Good. That is good. That is good.
You know, up north, this was a staple. From about the 1st of October to about the middle of Feb, I think that every family up in and around the Chicago area, northern Illinois, we all ate this as a staple. We would, my mom would actually make a bunch of extra, you know, of the butter and brown sugar mix. Now, the thyme, I think, that's what I'm excited about, is trying the thyme.
Yeah, it gives it a little bit of savory. I don't know, it's just kind of a nice layer there. We didn't eat a lot of this stuff. Like I said, this was more of a decoration when we were growing up. You didn't even give me a chance to say cheats. We got people stalking us back here, Kevin.
I know. Well, they want to catch us eating. Well, of course.
Oh, your daughter? Oh, great.
That's, you know.
It's usually the grandmothers, not the daughters.
You know what? Here's the lie. It's her, really? It's like, oh, I just want to take this dog a bone home for the dog. How many dogs get the bone?
Don't embarrass Laura.
See, I can, because that's what I was put on this earth to do. Now, we've had great food. Now it's time for the best part of the meal, the dessert. Yeah.
When we started, I said 2 hours of cooking on the radio. I thought, come on. But you know what? We had, would we have 5 recipes for today, and we're only going to get to 4. Is that right?
That's about it.
We have 4, and then we got to 3. So 2 hours really flies when you're on the radio cooking. So what we're going to do now is the baked apple turnover. And this is the one that my mom used to fry when Bobby and I were boys. But I wanted to change it up a little bit. I wanted to keep the recipe as close as I could, but I wanted to make it a little bit more healthy for my boys. So what we're going to do is baked apple turnovers. And what you need to do is we're going to get, I like to do Granny Smith's, the green apples. And you peel them and cube them. Excuse me, y'all. I've been eating for the last 20 minutes.
Hey, listen, you can belch on radio. It's cool.
Well, I'll try to work up another one.
All right.
So what we got now is our apples that have been peeled, and we've cubed them. And so I'm going to put them into a couple of tablespoons of butter. And we're going to cook these until they soften, and then we're going to add some more good stuff.
Let me ask you now, your choice of apples I thought were interesting. You know, for most apple pies, it's a Granny Smith. But you used a blend of the crispy. What
like
are they called?
Crispy.
Yeah. And the Granny. Is there a, does it really make much of a difference, or is it just your preference? Or
I like a firmer apple because we are going to cook them down, and I don't want them to be mushy. And I love the green ones, kind of for the same reason that most people do green apples for caramel apples.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they're more firm and they don't really get, you just don't want this to be mush. You want it to have a little bit of texture and a little bit of crunch. So I'm not going to overcook this. I know you said I could burp. Is it okay if I blow my nose on
you? Oh, absolutely. And there it is, my friends. Jamie Dean blowing his nose on Chef and the Fat Man in Blue Collar Shirts.
It's spicy, man. Spicy food's got my nose running.
Well, let me ask, when you were, do you like, you mentioned something that's near and dear to my heart, especially this time of the year, caramel apples.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah. On Jack's side, we've got caramel apples. And we do with sprinkles and stuff because my boys love caramel apples, too.
Oh, they're great.
It reminds me of the fall and the fairs and, hey, it's caramel on an apple on a stick.
But, you know, I'll tell you, I see a lot of these candied apples, and that's just too difficult for me. First of all, you have to break through to get to the apple.
They're beautiful.
They're gorgeous. I mean, aesthetically, and of course, you being an artsy kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I can see where you get all into the shimmery and the brilliant red color.
Yeah, I'm all that.
But man, I want that apple. And you know, take the nuts off of it. I don't want the nuts on. I just want the pure caramel on the apple. Just give me the apple, give me the caramel, and let me get it so that when you bite into the apple, it's running down your elbow. You know, that's a beautiful thing. Well, what's your favorite absolute, if you were to go to the electric chair tomorrow, and...
I got a chapter in that book called Date Night with Old Sparky.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't know. I only had the PDF. I didn't get that chapter. What was the...
Oh, here we go.
Hey, what
that's
was
funny.
It? But what is it? What is the one sweetie? We call them,
sweet.
I lived in Scotland for a couple of years, and they called everything sweeties, you know, not candy, sweeties. What's your favorite sweetie?
Oh, my gosh. I'd say probably my mother's coconut cake.
That oh, really?
Is, yeah. On every Christmas, she would bake Jesus a birthday cake, and it was always a coconut cake. And Mom pokes the layers
with
a
wooden
big wooden spoon, and she pours liquid
sweet
from
condensed.
The Lord.
Oh, God.
And then she ices it, and it sits in the refrigerator, and it gets cold, and it's literally dripping, sopping, wet cake. And it's so delicious, and I love it. So I'd say coconut cake. And my other favorite is pecan pie, second to coconut cake. Coconut cake's number one. And so in this book, I've taken the traditional pecan pie, and I've made a salted caramel pecan pie, but I use pretzels as the crust.
Oh, nice.
It makes it really so good. It's just
right.
the sweet, the salty.
You know, Jamie Dean, you're one of these bon vivants. You know, you're around the country.
What did you call me?
A bon vivant. You know, I mean, you know,
does that
so
mean
I
can, cool guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you weren't cool, you wouldn't be here. I mean, I didn't realize how cool you were. You're a lot of fun. But here's one of the things. Do you know the difference between a pecan and a pecan?
I'd say the region that you were born in.
$3 a pound.
That's funny.
Yeah, well, I thought you'd like that. You could use it on your show if you want to.
That's funny because it that's true. You know, people you package it and you sell it and people think they're getting something. That,
well, you're getting pecans. How'd you like some of these pecans here for $3 a pound? Or you can get pecans for $6 a pound. Which would you choose?
I just go out to the yard and pick them up. We got four trees
at
the house. Yeah, and we love them.
Like, do you shoot squirrels and stuff too because they're attacking your pecans?
Nah, I let the squirrels. Squirrels got to eat too, man.
Until they get, have you ever had them get in your house? I mean, eat through the louvers in the top of your house?
Then they get.
I was going to say, real easy for you to talk, homeboy.
Yeah.
You don't have them in your house. But once they get up there partying at 2 o'clock in the morning, like a herd of buffalo running through there.
We've got raccoons is what we have, which is kind of a pain in the neck.
What's the weirdest thing you ever ate, southern thing that you ever ate? That you know, like, be interesting, because I got the weirdest one I've ever eaten. Because, you know? I mean, you're a boy of the South. You grew up blue collar. So, I mean, there's a lot of people in the South that, you know, when times are tough, man, you eat what you eat.
Yeah.
So what's the...
Well, it's not possum or squirrel or, you know, I've met people that have eaten all that.
I used
to know a guy that used to eat blackbirds.
Oh, you know,
I
they
said,
have...
why in the world would you eat blackbirds? He said, because they're readily available.
And the breast meat, they eat the breast meat. And the breast meat is only, I mean, you have to have a...
It's so tough. I ate more yard bird chickens.
Mm-hmm.
I ate more chicken growing up because it was really affordable.
Sure.
And there's a million different ways to do it. But I thought everybody's mama stayed home and cooked Sunday dinners on Tuesday night. But Bobby and I didn't realize that that's our mom battled with agoraphobia when we were in our younger...
What's that?
Fear of everything.
Oh, really?
Open spaces, strangers. Like, for years and years, my mom stayed home primarily all the time.
Wow.
Like, I remember when I was probably in the fifth or sixth grade, and she battled through this with no help. She just worked through it.
It wasn't available back then, man.
And my dad was huge, you know, for my mom. And I remember she'd get in the car, and they would ride around the block, and it was like, there's just always this kind of, you know, strange vibe, but Bobby and I didn't know what was going on. So that was huge for our mom. And now to think she could walk out of her house right now and stand up in front of 10,000 people and talk for an hour, and it wouldn't bother her a bit. But there was a time that she couldn't walk out the front door for fear of everything. So she honed her cooking skills then, and that's when I started shopping in the Husky section at Sears, because she'd cook it,
hey,
and I'd eat it.
You know the Husky section. It's hard for me to look at you and see.
Section.
Hey, baby. I was everything. I mean, growing up, they never called it like the stout lad section, which is what I preferred. It was the
stout lad, that would have been good. Husky.
Husky section.
Husky section sucks, man.
No, it doesn't. See, you have to grow out of that. You've got huskophobia.
Yeah.
No, I mean, look, I mean, you're a TV guy now. Guys like me, we don't go on TV because what are you going to do, add 10 pounds? Like, I can use another 10 pounds.
I've weighed, when Brooke was pregnant with both of our boys, being the dedicated, supportive husband that I am, she would get hungry and I would eat, and she would be tired and I'd lay down. So 2 years ago, I was probably 250 pounds, but when I really started to focus on what I wanted to feed Jack, and we started eating the same thing, I lost 50 pounds eating like a six-year-old.
Well, when we come back, we're going to finish up. Man, the time flies, man. We got to finish up. We got to finish up these wonderful, incredible, I guess you call them fruit pie. It's an apple.
Baked apple turnover.
That's it. It's food, fun, and celebrating the good life. There's no better place and no better person to be celebrating with today than Jamie Dean and his new book, Good Food, Baby, Cooking Up a Storm with Delicious Family-Friendly Recipes. Right here at the family-friendly Cook's Warehouse. It is a one-stop, man. It's time. It's Christmas. Get down here. Check it out. Buy the cool and hip things. Chef and a Fat Man, right here at Cook's Warehouse, East Cobb.